Hello, welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall, and today's topic is the factor of 85%. Now, there was a study done at Yale University, and it was based on this factor of 85%. And they kind of, you know, broke it down to two different parts. Of 85% of our success comes from certain factors and characteristics that had absolutely nothing to do with our education or our technical training, etc. It was based all within having certain success traits. One of those traits, I'm going to list all of them, but the first one I want to talk about that was listed was attitude. Now, attitude simply means that you have a certain manner and a disposition and feeling towards something. Is dealing with your ability to respond positive or negative toward a situation. For some of us, you know, we don't have great attitudes. We're always negative about something. The next characteristic was ambition. Now, ambition simply means that you have a great desire to achieve something. Now, I'm a lot of people, if we just deal with that aspect of having some sense of ambition to accomplish something, who knows what you could really do. The third characteristic it discussed was desire. Now, desire simply means that, you know, you just have a long wish and a long feeling and desire to accomplish something, something that you crave. And the next factor is enthusiasm. Now, enthusiasm, of course, simply means that you have a great desire to pursue something with greatness. And the last characteristic or factor that contributed to success was self-discipline. And that simply means that you have a great sense and desire to improve yourself. You're very disciplined and wanting to be trained. You're very disciplined and wanting to learn. You're very disciplined and applying your plans or your goals to accomplish a thing, to improve yourself. So we must strive to focus solely on this 85% of having a great attitude, having enthusiasm, having self-discipline, having desire, and having ambition, because that is very important. 15% of your success will have absolutely nothing to do with your degree, your technical training, your knowledge, or anything of that nature. 85% of your success, once again, is going to be determined by your attitude, your enthusiasm, your self-discipline, your desire, and your ambition. See, this is the very reason why you have people who are not the best qualified, but they get the job. Some of you may be working around individuals right now who've been promoted ahead of you, and the first thing that you thought about was, are you kidding me? They got promoted? Because in your mind, you're thinking they're not the smartest, they're not the most elegant in how they speak. They might not be very strong at all in the area of hard skills, but in the soft skills is why they got promoted. That's why interpersonal relationships and our ability to focus on the things that are important will always move you ahead of those who are not. Because every time you apply for a job, guess what? There are hundreds of other people got the same qualifications you have, same education you have, same experience that you have. But what's going to set you apart is what? Your attitude, your enthusiasm, your self-discipline, your desire, and your ambition. People can continue to believe that a degree is a magic copyright. And I want you all to continue to eliminate that from your psyche. Once again, I'm not against education, but I am against the myth that the world continues to pump out to America, that degrees mean something or that they make you better than someone who doesn't have a degree, when none of that is true. We can discuss several college dropouts. Everyone knows Bill Gates has no degree. Michael Dell has no degree. Billionaire. These are all billionaires, by the way. Ted Turner, another billionaire, no degree. Maya Angelou, How about that? It got elegant and regal and raw, sophisticated and intelligent she is. So always remember, your success is going to be determined by the rule of 85%. Your attitude, your enthusiasm, your self-discipline, your desire, and your ambition. Thank you for listening. And remember, today is the day to be happy. God bless you.